Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot, Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy that you are joining me today. Hope everybody is good. I know things just keep getting crazier. I think I say that, probably saying that at the beginning of every episode, just because things do seem to be getting pretty, pretty cray-cray out there. I think the most talked about thing right now, and the thing that people are most scared about is nuclear war. Are we headed to nuclear war? Oh my gosh. People at the post office are talking about it. People in the grocery store are talking about it. People at the bank are talking about it. People pretty much across all spectrums are talking about it, kind of getting concerned. It's not been until, you know, these last months, people starting, you know, kind of look around like, okay, this is a little bit concerning, the situation, you know, the Biden puppet regime, whatever. Are getting us into. But like I said, are we going to nuclear war? That, you'd think that that'd be a simple yes or no question. But when you think about it, it's actually more of a complex question on how you could answer, or it's more complex how you could answer it. Because you could say yes and no at the same time. And you're like, that's an oxymoron, not possible, right? Well, let me ask you this question. Is the threat of something the same as the reality of something? Okay. Usually a threat of something leads to the reality of whatever said event or thing is happening. Okay. But not in all cases. Sometimes the threat gets the job done. Therefore, the reality of that thing happening never needs to happen. Okay. It's similar to a bluff in poker. Okay. You're not holding any cards or any, like, a good hand. But you're so good that you make everybody think you are, and then they fold, and then you get the winnings, and then turns out you didn't have a good hand at all, right? Similarly to this, you know, our side, military, white hats, good guys, etc. A lot of stuff out here, I think we all, a lot of us think that they're controlling it, the military or whoever is. A lot of this stuff we're seeing, news, TV, etc., optics, okay? Do the bad guys, the enemy, as we would call them in war, have probably still some cards left to play? I would say so. And that may be why we're not seeing as certain things play out. And there's a reason we're having to see things play out in a certain way. But the specific thing of nuclear war is what happens in a nuclear war. And that's where NORAD comes in, which NORAD plays, I think, more of a part in a lot of what we're seeing than what we know. I've just recently been doing research on it, and I still have a lot of it goes over my head, but I'll talk about that in a second, about NORAD, because I think that does play a big part in this threat of nuclear war and there needing to be a pretty realistic threat of nuclear war happening. But first of all, we got to go and look at the people who, well, first of all, where this, you know, threat of nuclear war started. And it's Russia, President Putin, who, I don't know whether he's good or bad. I still do think that he has been saving the children in Ukraine. I'm going to stick with that until I'm given evidence otherwise. But either way, that doesn't mean he's hasn't done bad things, is a choir boy, etc. Okay. But obviously, recently, a few weeks ago, you saw the Russian Doomsday Stub. The Belgorod is its name. I think there's a place in Russia called that, which is why it's named that. But it had disappeared, right? And then that's when people started talking about the threat of nuclear war. And ever since kind of Putin's been in Ukraine, they've kind of been starting to talk about it because he's a nuclear superpower. I believe he has the most amount. I believe Russia has the most amount of nuclear weapons in the world. U.S. is number two. But then, you know, later on, I think it was I can't remember the date that it actually disappeared, but you know, it's a few weeks ago. Again, it was spotted in the Arctic. And like I said, these are reports. Don't know if it's real or not. Anyways, but it was spotted in the Arctic up there. I guess they had picked it up. So apparently we know where it's at now, but still there were a lot of people scared that we didn't know where that was. And why this was so dangerous is because it's called the Doomsday Sub for a reason, because it has nuclear weapons on it that can make a quote 1600 foot nuclear or radioactive wave, which, like I said, that's pretty tall amount of water. So depending on where it would hit, that would be pretty substantial, and it probably hit somewhere like New York or Los Angeles or somewhere on the West Coast. But anyway, so that was the whole thing that kind of started, and I'm sure this isn't new to you guys, but this kind of where everybody started getting really scared about nuclear war. Okay. But an interesting thing about this is that it's not been, and actually I'll just go ahead and go over here and show you guys this first before I take you back to that. We know last year in March, another, the sub, the Rostov on Don. Yeah. Which a lot of people thought was, the Patriots thought was interesting, the name, because it had Don in it. So did that mean anything? I don't know. Cause you know, President Donald Trump, I don't know. But oops, nope. Did not want to go there. But that happened last year. So this is the first time we've seen Russia. They had some missiles on there, but I don't think they were nuclear, like serious missiles on there. But it kind of, you know, got people a little bit nervous. They were trying to mount it on Fox and a lot of the Patriot channels. So it's happened a couple times, I guess, in the last year and a half. So this isn't the first time we've seen it. Okay. What is interesting is that I did look up, try to find any articles about where the Russia Belgorod sub is now, the one that is just recently. And outside of a few weeks ago, like I said, everybody was saying October 5th, that it was in the Arctic. But outside of that, no one's talked about it since. And it reminds me of the barge that got stuck and the Evergreen, right? Okay, I was blanking for a second. But the Evergreen that got stuck last year. And then nobody's, after it got freed from the canal, everybody stopped talking about it. And I remember because I kept up with it for a little bit because I just wanted to see what happened. And then it went out of commission, or then it stayed there still for a while, even after everybody stopped talking about it. But, you know, news cycles go on to other things. So it's interesting that nobody's talking. It's been a couple weeks and I haven't found anything about where that sub is now. Everyone said, okay, we spot it. But we don't know where it is, you know, right now. So it is kind of interesting. So we'll have to keep an eye, you know, on that. But that's where that's where this whole nuclear war started, threat of nuclear war started. And it did a good job because, well, I mean, all you have to do is, are we going to nuclear war? Google it and you will find tons and tons of articles. What would happen if there was a nuclear war? Putin flirts again with grim prospect of nuclear war. Why NATO needs a plan for nuclear war. Just reading off some of these. How close is Vladimir Putin to using a nuclear bomb? Will Putin use nuclear weapons in Ukraine? Will Putin use nuclear weapons? So there's a lot of talk about nuclear war. There's those videos. I think one of them was in New Jersey about the government videos, what happens if there is a nuclear attack or some type of a radioactive attack. I don't think it says nuclear, it just says radioactive, but it tells you the things to do. And it was interesting, I was watching one of Jesse Waters about this, and he was playing the videos from back during the Cold War, you know, about what to do with a bomb, like duck and cover, like go under your desk or like throw a blanket over your head. And which is back then, I mean, people were just fearful because they thought they were going to get, you know, nuked at any time. There was going to be a nuclear bomb at any time. And I mean, the government sent out these videos saying, oh, people do this, even though the government knew there wasn't a bloody thing that you can do if a nuclear bomb happens anywhere near you. I mean, you're going to die. But they still made these videos like, oh, putting a blanket over your head is going to help. Okay. MK Ultra probably there too. Just the government, I it's ridiculous. But there's actually a South Park episode that makes fun of that. One of the volcanoes blows up or explodes, erupts, and they're told, you know, if a volcano erupts, what do? You put a blanket over your head, and then the lava just goes over the blanket, and then you and your family are safe because you're underneath the blanket or whatever. And well, some of the villagers actually do that, you know, on the path of the volcano. And I mean, then it, you know, shows their in a cartoon version, but their skin melting off and then, you know, dying because they do that whole thing, duck and cover. But it was making fun of that, just saying that, like, you know, there's nothing you can do. Same thing with lava's coming. I mean, it'll burn through anything. So and they are making fun of that, but it's a good point. It's a good point. But Jesse was showing some of those videos next to what we're seeing now. And some people are thinking, you know, it's getting to be kind of like a Cold War a little bit. People were being scared, like the fear that there was there. Okay. So we've got all this fear, threat of nuclear war. And like I said, I don't think we're going to see the reality of it. I've heard a lot of other people say we're not going to see the reality of it, but there needs to be the fear of that. Now, first of all, it does scare the people into hating the Biden administration. They're like, you took us into nuclear war, you awful people. So that works for our side, you know, because people, even the party, the Democrats themselves are upset because they're like, Biden, you're going to kill us all. Okay. So, or his body double, et cetera. So that's good for our side. Good optics, good that the people are starting to hate Biden. Now, more logistically speaking, that's where NORAD comes in. So I'll take you guys over here and show you this. This is the NORAD page that I could find. A lot of you guys, I'm sure if you've seen movies like War Games. Actually, I can't think of any other movies. Maybe. Was NORAD in Transformers? That might have been where they was. Cheyenne Mountain. I don't know. But I think it may have been NORAD in Transformers movies. But those are the only those are the only two that I can think of. And at least definitely for sure War Games. But this is just a little of the history of NORAD. The two nations agreed to create the North American Defense Command, which is originally what it was called, in Colorado Springs, 1957. Okay, and it was changed to the North American Aerospace Defense Command in 81. So an aerospace is a term that's collectively, you guys may know this, but it's a term that's collectively referred to the airspace and also outer space. So they just kind of combine it into, like, you know, like aerospace. So, which is pretty easy, you know, to figure out. But NORAD plays a significant part in a nuclear war, because it is missiles in the air nuclear weapons that are in the air. And so NORAD has a significant part in that. And since it's got the most secure base, I think it's the most secure base in the United States, because that's why it's in the mountain and it's got that huge big door and all the steel or whatever it is. So it's, if there is a nuclear attack, it will, if there's a nuclear blast, it is going to survive. But that's good for any country, because in case of that happening, you need some type of structure still standing, right? But what happens to military, to files, to servers, who control, electric type things? What happens to all that is still outstanding when nuclear war happens? And I've only done a little bit of research into NORAD, so I'm not specifically what it entails, but it does, you know, take control of airspace, all that type of stuff, whenever there is a significant threat of a nuclear war, meaning that they think that missiles have been fired. Now, there were incidents that happened back in 79 and 80, there were a bunch of them collectively together, that there were mistakes in some of the technology. I believe I read through some of them. There were, I think, like maybe five or six main ones, but where NORAD thought, and one of them was, I believe, NORAD's mistake, that the Soviets had launched missiles and they could see them on the screen, but it wasn't actually real. It was accidentally a war game that had been loaded. And so actually, it is interesting because it does kind of sound, you know, like the movie War Game was one of them. And then a similar thing happened, let's go down here, in 2008 when Obama was president. Okay, so it was, you know, a quote-unquote end of the world, I said, phone call about a major nuclear strike on the United States. At least one such phone call occurred during the Cold War, but it did not go to the president, which I believe that was the one I'd read about that in one of the histories that I had read. But you guys can read through this whole thing, and I won't obviously read it because it's just a lot of extra information. But I had heard, and I forget exactly where, but that during that 2008, that in that significant threat, there was stuff, I believe files, information, et cetera, that was sent to NORAD because it triggered the system to automatically send all that stuff to NORAD to keep it safe from, because they thought, you know, it was going to be a nuclear war. So NORAD, this, it's control stuff. It only can happen if there is a threat of a nuclear war. And another thing that's interesting is President Trump's Space Force. Now, everybody automatically assumed it was space, like outer space he was talking about, right? Okay, well, Patriot Truthers out here have said, and it actually makes more sense, that it wasn't outer space that that force was made for. It was the airspace, planes, all that stuff, anything in the air. And so I don't know whether that was President Trump creating a separate thing from NORAD or if it was supposed to work in conjunction with NORAD on this stuff. Either way, I don't know whether our side controls NORAD right now or the other side does. But if our side did and there were ghost missiles, meaning like it looked like they were coming in, they weren't really there, but like the system thought that they were, and they automatically took files or permissions, command of posts, military type things, it's and all that, what would that look like? And would that give the good guys what they needed? So I realize this probably doesn't give you guys necessarily a lot of insight into what's happening, but I will say doing more research in NORAD would probably be a good thing for all of us to do because it is going to play a really important part. Because on here, this is just a little bit more about NORAD, etc. But down here at the bottom, the regions, the continental U.S. NORAD region, it says it provides airspace surveillance and control and directs air sovereignty activities for the continental U.S., which that basically means it controls all the air. So, and it also goes up into Canada, because it's between Canada and the United States, but all control in Canadian airspace. So if they control that, you can pretty much control military activities, et cetera, if you need to. And if there are military that maybe are not complying with, I guess, what the good guys, whatever, are doing, the white hats or whatever, the military, the majority of the military is or are, but what if some aren't? So this entire scenario, it's still very murky, I'm sure, as you guys can see. There's a lot of different pieces to it. Watching Fox helps, or not necessarily helps. It shows where kind of the rest of the American people are at, and they are getting very scared of nuclear war, that, you know, we're all going to die. We know differently, but there's just a lot of different pieces. And what are the specifics? Like I said, there's really not much information on NORAD specifically what it does, because I have looked and I have tried. but definitely for you guys looking up more information on that and what exactly would happen in the event of nuclear war, what does NORAD control? What doesn't it? I think that would definitely help. Because we knew President Trump created the Space Force for a reason, and that reason was never really revealed because everybody thought it meant outer space. But if it means airspace, why would they create this kind of branch of the military specifically for airspace, if that's specifically what it is? Because is it just called, because I will give them this, it is just called space, because it could be airspace or outer space, which is, you know, extraterrestrial, moon, that type of stuff. So are we heading into a nuclear war again? I don't think so. But like I said, the threat of that might have to, for multiple reasons, the threat may have to play out, the reality of it. Like I said, I don't think it's going to happen, but the threat of that may hopefully get the people to wake up. And even do some stuff logistically that the military might need, like getting control of certain things. Because I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if NORAD takes control of like servers or what type of systems it takes control over. But it does play a part in this nuclear war threat that we're seeing. So what is it going to look like? I don't exactly know. But like I said, looking up NORAD, Space Force, doing some research into that, I definitely think it shows that even there's a lot of these dangling pieces, and we may not be able to put them together right now, but we're going to be able to later. Just maybe, maybe not now. But yeah, so hopefully everybody just stay encouraged. Like I said, I really do not think we are going into nuclear war. I don't. This episode was a little bit more informational. I was just kind of giving this to you guys because I can't put the pieces together on this one. I try to, you know, find all this piece goes in. I can't put these pieces together. I don't exactly know how they all fit together, but specifically what the Space Force does, and then also what NORAD does, that is playing a part in this. So how that is going to play a part, I have no idea. But President Trump still says it. You know, I said in my last episode, you're really going to like what's coming. I will say, and one thing, I know you guys listen to people like Juan talking about the semaphore stuff. It is very interesting. Okay. President Trump's last rallies, the last two rallies he had, I was watching it and I noticed that there were less flags. It looked like there were less flags. And I went back and counted some of the ones before those, and there were 17 of them in the background. If you count the ones that are all in a line, not the ones that are, you know, out kind of on the stands. If you count all the ones in a line, the last week's, the last two were, there were 13 each time. So I don't know whether that represents the 13 families, you know, like the 13 satanic families. I don't really know. The black flags was from, I think, Ohio. It was from one of them. But I went back and watched it, and I was like, yep. Originally, I didn't know about it, and I thought they were just shadows on there. But then whenever my dad had listened to one and said, hey, those were actually black stars, I went back and watched, and yeah, they were. So there's a lot of semaphore stuff there. Is interesting. Can't explain all of it, but we're going to get through this. Yeah, pretty much that's the whole end note. We are going to love what's coming. It is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. I think that's kind of the consensus out here, but it's okay. Everybody just needs to stay calm. Keep doing what you're doing. Make it a little uncomfortable and just kind of squirmy, like, oh, I wish it would just, some of this stuff would just go ahead and blow. But our president, President Trump, military, et cetera, they love the American people, and they're going to do what's best for us and what's best for the country at large. So we just have to sit back and just kind of do this stuff we're doing, do your work, watch your shows, spend time with your family, all the stuff that you like to do, because we are going to get through this together, and it is going to be really great on the other side. But are we going to a nuclear war? No. Is it going to look like that? Yes. Simple as that. So love all you guys, and remember to keep each other encouraged, and of course, stay encouraged yourself, and to keep calm and Patreon on. See you guys.
I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
You gotta make sure you cover your full face.
These vaccines are zero liability.
There's so much fake information.
It's the David and Goliath thing.
Their agenda is not God's agenda.
Why will the churches not stand up?
I'm trying to save America.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.